welcome to Fordsville, and I'm here in my temporary one-day studio doing a wonderful interview with an anime enthusiast, you know, and that anime enthusiast is my brother. Hello, Gospel. Welcome to our studio.
Hello.
Are you excited?
The acoustics in this place is, like, you can hear the reverb and everything. I'm good.
I'll nod my head like I understood what that meant. But today we're talking about...
anime.
Yay! So, I am not an anime person. I only watched one anime movie and that's it. And I'm not so enthusiastic about anime, so I am curious most times as to why some people are, and that's why we're here talking about anime from two different points of views, very enthusiastic point of view and not so enthusiastic point of view. So sit back and enjoy, and welcome to Fordsville. Can you like give us an estimation of how many like anime shows and movies you like watched in your life?
I can't give an exact number.
There are so many.
So many.
Okay.
So many.
As someone who has no like idea of really what anime is or what excitement it brings to people, can you like convince me or tell me why I should go into this anime thing?
Well, anime is not just like, well, let's say anime, it has like different genres, like from romance to action to basically anything, any like your favorite genre, like there's some horror, there's some horror anime.
Historical fiction.
There's some sci-fi anime.
Historical fiction.
What?
Historical fiction.
What?
Don't worry.
Anyway, yeah. Like, what's your like your preferable genre of like any movie or?
Well, historical fiction. That's why I asked.
Historical.
Historical fiction, and also I love art dramas. And I love fantasy and sci-fi.
Yeah, genres for that as well.
Okay, so someone like me, what like recommendation would you give for like someone like me that's not like so enthusiastic about anime? Like I hear anime, I'm like meh.
Well, there is one anime that like involves everything that you're interested in, except for the historical whatever
fiction
thing. The name of the anime is Chivalry of a Failed Knight. It has like
Disney-esque.
Yeah, it has like sci-fi. It also has like action in it, but it's very interesting. It has like 9 or 10 episodes. And I've been looking forward to like this season 2, but like so far the author hasn't said anything. So
who's the author? You know the author's name?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah. The author says yeah, and the author remains unknown unless you Google search Chivalry of the Failed Knight. Is this Chivalry of the Failed Knight?
Yeah, Chivalry of the Failed Knight.
I remembered, oh my gosh. Okay, so I always do this thing where I always call anime cartoons. And for some odd reason, you are pissed by that. But I won't see, like, a difference because they're all animations and I can decide to call it cartoon. Because cartoon is like a rendition of a really mean of animations in general. So what is the difference?
I mean, I'm going to have to stop you right there. There's a difference between anime and cartoons, in my opinion. Because, like, cartoons are like, for example, Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that one is classified as a cartoon. like the animation for Tom and Jerry and the animation like in like, let's say Naruto, they're totally different.
So like the drawing, you mean?
Not just the drawing, like the, how do I explain this?
You think that one is childlike?
Yes.
But like Adult Swims are called cartoons. And those are not childlike.
Listen.
Okay. I'm just saying, like if you can call like maybe American Dad a cartoon, why can't you call Naruto a cartoon? Just asking. You know, I know they are drawn differently, but like, I mean, look at the Isle of Dogs. I don't know if you know the Isle of Dogs with Wes Anderson. Classify that as an animation, which it is an animation. Some people can't call it a cartoon, which is just another renaming of what some people tag as animation.
Anime is a Japanese animation, like it's a new Japanese animation. Mm-hmm. It's totally different from regular cartoons, like you said.
But like, can a cartoon come out from Japan?
That is called anime, sister.
But question, there's some like American.
Can we just skip this? Can we just skip this?
Okay, let's skip it. Well, I'm just very curious because I ask this question to a lot of like anime enthusiasts and my answers have never been answered. I mean, my question has never been answered. Oh my god. Okay, my questions are never answered.
Your questions will be answered in due time.
In due time. I'm just saying because there's some anime that do not come from Japan. They just use that style of making the cartoon here in America and therefore produce it and they call it an anime and not call it a cartoon. So, I don't know. Yeah, let's skip that.
Yeah, let's just skip it.
I know that a lot. Okay, so are you watching any anime like recently?
Recently, I've been focused on schoolwork because I'm in college and like online classes are like piling up due to the whole COVID-19 situation. And I have like work after work after work, so I don't really have time.
What was the last one you watched?
The last one I watched was like a friend told me about Bleach, Bleach the anime, and that's where I left off. I also watch JoJo, like in
Bizarre
class.
Adventure.
Yeah.
I've heard of those. Don't worry. I hear of them, but I'm like, I'm not going to watch this. Right, really. I did. Okay, so I need you to tell me the difference between, like, in manga, the animation and the live action or like the movie version of it.
Okay. Because let me just get one thing straight. The live action always sucks. All right. Like, there's. For example, Death Note.
Oh yeah, I watched the movie. I've never watched it.
Yeah, the movie. I have like no words for the movie. And as for manga and anime, like the manga is like the book format. Mm-hmm. The manga always comes out before the anime because it has to be based on the storyline. It has to follow the storyline of the manga.
So, okay, as someone who is so enthusiastic about film and how like books are adapted to film, and always the book adaptation of a film, like the film adaptation of a book is really not as nice as actually reading the book. Does that apply to anime, or is it that anime follows the book chapter by chapter, page by page, or there's like a difference and then you prefer to read it than to watch it or watch it to read it?
Well, no, you see, because a manga is kind of like a comic, right? Mm-hmm. But there's some things in the manga that aren't really portrayed in the animation because of like due to like the budget. Sometimes the budget might be just way too high to like do it, because there's some comic books that have like different animations from what the anime portrays. Like, it's totally different. It's kind of like,
the book still provides like more information than
the book.
So even if like the anime is long, the book still has like more information about. I always thought like it was like page to page. So sometimes I see someone reading the anime, like the manga, and I'm like, haven't you watched it already? Like, what's the point? I mean, then I really have no clue, because sometimes this series is going for a really long time and have over 200 episodes and all those kind of things. And I'm like, why are you reading the book when it has been produced already? But then, yeah, like you said, budget, because it's not as expensive to make a book as it is expensive to make something like that. So, is there like, I know this is still classified under anime or whatever, or like Studio Ghibli, people see us on art, like people prefer it to the regular ones. I don't know if it's called regular ones, I don't know what they're called, but people have a higher regard for Studio Ghibli. Have you watched any?
No.
Oh, you haven't watched any? I don't want to watch Spirit Away.
Spirit Away?
Yeah, Spirit Away.
Oh, Spirit Away. I heard it's sad. I don't do sad anime because it really hits deep. Like, even like some sci-fi animes, like if when like a character, like you just knew, like, it, well, not only sci-fi, Crystal, like every anime, a character like you knew like right from birth, like you know everything about this character, like once they just die off, like it hits hard. It hits hard. I almost cried, but nah.
So I know a lot of these animes because I have my friend is doing the game version of Persona 5, which is considered an anime, I guess.
Persona 5.
And is there a difference to playing the game, reading the book? Like, I know this seems like a whole culture, like it's taking over every media forms, like video games, film, books, and all those kind of things. But like, is there a difference like between like playing the game or watching the film? Does the game give you more information? It's just there to immerse you into the experience.
The gameplay is kind of like a sped up like
version
of the anime. For example, I have this the video game called Naruto Storm 4. It's just sped up of like the actual anime, because this one, the video game has less fillers. The fillers, let me get me started on the fillers. It has like less fillers than the anime.
This is quite interesting. Do you think that anime has morphed into a culture? It's no longer an escape, you know? It's more or less a culture. Because I see a lot of people cosplay of like anime characters. I'm like, I really don't know what you're doing, but I guess I'm excited. I mean, seeing you dress up like that is something, but like, it's interesting. Well, I will hardly ever, like, I will watch anime. I already know enough about that. It's fine. I've heard so much, you know.
You heard or you watched?
No, heard. Heard. Mm-hmm. Everyone keep that word. Like, you all are my witness. Heard, not watched.
Alright.
Yeah. but it's quite like, I mean, where can I watch the night one again? The Shivering
Fulfilled Night. You can get it like on major anime forums like Kiss Anime or that's it. I think you can get it on Crunchyroll as well. I think you can get it on Crunchyroll.
Okay. I will find out and maybe you can watch it. Is it a film?
It has episodes. Well, not Not long. You can finish like the whole thing like 2 days. I mean, if you're really dedicated, you can finish in 2 days.
But I'm not really dedicated to any show.
Well, like it's a long
time. I mean, I start a show and then hardly ever finish it. I just kind of know what happens at the end. Like, I'm glad you're watching it. Some shows.
I guess in your case, you finish in like a month.
No. I will actually finish it.
Well, then.
Sometimes. These are for some shows. Maybe if I really like it, I'll stay.
Like, this, like you always want to know what happens. Like, you always want to know what happens, like, every single time. Like, once an episode ends, you like, just want to know what's going on, what's happening.
Well, thank you for joining this wonderful interview.
My pleasure.
I'm so excited to finally know more about anime and the hype about it, which I realize is not a hype anymore. It's just a
culture.
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 So,
let's embrace it. It's a culture.
This is it for today. Actually, this is for this week, and the next week, I'm having another friend of mine talking about something interesting that people like. I'm having guests mostly virtually. Even at now, as I'm talking to girls, we're keeping our social distance.
You bet.
On. but most of my guests are going to be virtually now, because obviously I cannot go and visit them. They cannot come here because of the pandemic. And I'm really trying to ward away from actually talking about the pandemic. So I'm using this as more or less a distraction for both me and my viewers. Are you excited that you had this interview today?
Yeah, I actually am.
Yeah.
At first I was dreading it, but
It's fun. You know, talk out the thing you like most. That's the point of this podcast. So this is it. This is the end of this episode. It's not a long episode. Not as long as my other episodes when I do it myself. And it's 2 ways, so it's interesting. And I hope you guys enjoyed it, and you guys should go out and watch some anime. What else would you recommend for our wonderful listeners right here?
Well, I mean, I'm currently like watching Bleach. I mean, I also recommend Sword Art Online, like just like the first and like kind of the second season, because the rest is like doo-doo. But yeah, that's
it, I guess, right?
I urge at least one of y'all to like at least watch one episode of like a random anime and see if you go back.
How about One Punch Man?
One Punch Man is it's a great anime. It's great.
I always heard you talk about One Punch Man with one of our friends. Like, I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And then I googled the guy and he looked like an egg.
That's the point.
Egg within like a ninja robe.
That's like a superhero robe, not like a ninja robe.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. I'll go out and when I have time, I'll actually watch some anime when I can. But this is exciting and yeah, let's not be like warding away the end. Goodbye, guys. Don't forget to wash your hands. Don't touch your face, which I'm actually doing right now. Just but don't touch your face, wash your hands, and keep at least 6 weeks.
And don't rush the toilet paper. People need it too.
Yes! Listen.
And the hand sanitizer as well.
And hand sanitizer too. And the masks. I'm so excited to be joined by a guest finally after a long time doing it myself. And I am going to say goodbye because it's the end for today. And au revoir, mon ami.
Bye.
Bye.